Bueno.
Yes, we can. Do you want a different one? Hmm? Okay.
Good. Hola, buenos días.
Hello, good morning.
Es un placer estar aquí con ustedes esta mañana.
It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning.
Como cada vez que venimos, es un privilegio estar delante de ustedes y poder ser parte de esta iglesia.
Like each time we come, it's a privilege to be able to be here to share with you and be part of this congregation.
Y antes de comenzar,
before we begin,
le queremos dar gracias por sus oraciones, por su apoyo.
We want to thank you for all your prayers and your support.
Y todo lo que hacen por nuestra familia y por nuestro ministerio.
And all that you do for our family and for our ministry.
Yo tengo mis notas aquí.
I have my notes here.
Pero normalmente nunca las sigo.
But I don't normally follow them.
Pero es
makes it easy.
Es algo que me gusta hacer para tener una idea de lo que quiero compartir.
It's something I like to do that gives me like an idea of what I'm going to share.
Pero no es siempre el lo final.
But it's not always what ends up being what's shared in the end.
Entonces esta mañana no quiero tomarle mucho tiempo.
So this morning I don't want to take too much of your time.
Para las 4 o 5 yo creo que nos vamos.
I think about 4 or 5 o'clock we'll be done.
No se preocupen.
Don't worry.
No, es una pequeña bromita, ¿no?
No, it's just a joke.
Cuando estábamos pensando, Kirsty y yo, qué compartir esta mañana.
When Kirsty and I were thinking about what we would share this morning.
No es fácil a veces poner en palabras, ¿no?, lo que Dios ha hecho.
It's not always easy to put into words what God has done and been doing.
Y hay mucho que Él ha hecho en estos 3 años.
And there's a lot that He's been doing in these last 3 years.
Y está haciendo cosas en el ministerio, en nuestra familia.
He's doing things in the ministry, in our family.
Entonces, sacamos lo más importante y tratamos de resumirlo lo más que pudimos.
So we've got a couple of like important bits and trying to like give you like an overview of it.
Y como ustedes recuerdan, no sé si recuerdan o no, pero hace 4 años o cuando estuvimos aquí la última vez.
So I don't remember if you remember, but about 4 years ago or kind of around the last time we were here.
Comenzamos el taller de carpintería con 6 adolescentes.
We were beginning a carpentry workshop with 6 young people.
Carpintería con 6 adolescentes.
Carpentry. Slide, please.
Y les traemos algunas fotos, ¿no? Estos no son los primeros 6 jóvenes.
So this is just some photos of it. These aren't those same 6 that began.
Ya crecieron, ya están más grandes, pero estos son otros jóvenes que están hoy trabajando en el taller de carpintería.
So those initial 6, they've grown up and they're on to different things, but we have this next group these are the current group that are part of the carpentry workshop.
Pero de los primeros 6 jóvenes que estuvieron con nosotros.
But from the first 6, from that group that initially began with us.
Hemos visto cómo ellos han crecido en Dios primeramente.
We've been able to see how they've grown primarily in God.
Espiritualmente.
Spiritually.
Y han madurado también físicamente, ¿no?
And they've matured a lot as well in there, like physically.
Not yet, Peter.
Just kidding.
Not yet. Bueno, entonces, comenzamos haciendo muebles, ¿no?, para las casas de Esperanza.
So we began by making these sink units that then get offered to go into a Homes of Hope house, like the one in the bottom right there.
Y nuestro corazón con este ministerio desde el principio y hasta hoy.
And our heart with this ministry from the beginning till now.
Es que estos jóvenes puedan o tengan la mentalidad de que ellos pueden hacer algo por ellos mismos.
Is that these young people can have the mentality that they can do something for themselves.
que no esperen de alguien para que les venga a dar lo que necesitan para servir a Dios.
They're capable, that they don't need to wait for somebody to come and give them what they need to be able to serve God.
Porque principalmente ese, lo que se gana de ese ministerio para ellos.
So the primary kind of what is earned through this ministry?
Lo usamos para tres cosas, ¿no?
That we use for three things.
El ministerio.
For ministry.
Escuela.
For school.
O una emergencia de salud o una emergencia para sus para ellos.
Oh, so this is what they can use the money they earn for. So for a ministry opportunity, for schooling, or for a kind of emergency health situation or something with their family.
Y por ejemplo, en el año pasado tres de esos jóvenes decidieron hacer su EDE.
So for example, three of the young people that have gone through this program last year decided to go and do YWAM's discipleship training school program.
Y son los que están en la siguiente fotografía.
And then in the next photo, you see these three young men. Well, yeah, one's really dark.
Porque fue en la noche, ¿no?
They left at nighttime. It was hard to get a good photo.
Entonces los de la derecha son los dos primeros, ¿no?
So the ones on the de la izquierda.
Los de la izquierda, perdón.
Yeah,
son
the
los
ones
dos
on the left.
Fueron.
The dark photo is the first two that went off. They went to do their DTS last year, and then the
y uno
guy
de ellos
the
es César, y yo sé que lo mencionamos mucho, ¿no?
One of them is a guy called César, which you may have heard us mention him quite a bit.
Entonces, para los que no lo han escuchado,
but if you haven't heard,
César ha estado con nosotros desde el primer día del ministerio.
César is somebody who has been part of the ministry since the first day.
Y juntos él y yo fuimos a la escuela de carpintería.
So we went together to a carpentry school.
Iniciamos el taller de carpintería juntos.
We began the carpentry workshop together.
Y cuando íbamos a hacer la escuela de carpintería,
and we were going to do the carpentry school,
yo quería mandarlo a él, pero yo no la quería hacer.
I wanted to send him to do it, but I didn't want to do it myself.
Entonces, no lo quise mandar solo.
But I didn't want to just send him by himself.
Entonces me animé y hicimos la escuela juntos, ¿no?
So I got, you know, motivated and we did this course together.
Y él estaba con nosotros por todos los días, casi con nosotros desde por los últimos 7 años, ¿no?
And he spent a lot of time with us, almost every day, spending time with our family over the last kind of 7 years or so.
Es como nuestro hijo mayor, ¿no?
He's kind of become our oldest son. Sorry, Sammy.
Y Sammy y Liam lo miran como su hermano, ¿no?
But Sammy and Liam see him as like a big brother.
Entonces, al punto de que hoy lleva un año viviendo en nuestra casa, ¿no?
And so for this last year has been living with us.
Entonces él hizo su EDE en Monterrey el año pasado.
So he went and did his DTS in a city in Mexico called Monterrey last year.
Y cuando se graduó,
and when he graduated,
pues regresó a Ensenada.
He came back to Ensenada.
Y le dimos la responsabilidad de que él tomara el taller de carpintería.
So and then we offered him the responsibility to take over leading the carpentry workshop.
Entonces hoy él está a cargo del taller él solo, ¿no? El día a día. Seguimos con él ayudándole o en lo que necesite.
So today he is kind of the lead, the guy in charge of the carpentry workshop. We're still there for support and things, but day to day he is running that.
Y es un privilegio para nosotros el que él haya decidido tomar esas decisiones, ¿no?
And it's a privilege for us to see that he's been making these decisions.
Y ánimo para nosotros, ¿no?
And an encouragement to us too.
Sí. Y el otro joven de acá que también no se mira.
The other guy that you can't really see in the photo on the left.
Él, su nombre es Alfredo.
His name is Alfredo.
Y él es mi sobrino.
He's my nephew.
Pero no tiene privilegios por ser mi sobrino.
But he doesn't get any special treatment because he's my nephew.
Al contrario, le damos más trabajo, ¿no? Porque es de la familia.
It's probably the opposite. He gets more put on him because he's family.
Entonces, él llegó al ministerio en el 2018, ¿no?
He began to come to the ministry in 2018.
Y él dice, ¿no? Su historia es esta.
And his story, his version of events is
que cuando íbamos a venir a Australia hace 3 años,
that when we last time were coming to Australia about 3 years ago,
le preguntamos si él quería cuidar nuestra casa.
We asked him if he wanted to look after our house.
Y él dice que él no sabe por qué le dijimos.
And he says, I don't know why you asked me this.
Andaba tomando, andaba en la música, andaba en eso, andaba todas mis cosas, ¿no?
He was kind of into alcohol and out with music and things and just not in a good place.
Pero él dice que esa pregunta,
but he said this question
cambió su vida, ¿no?
Changed his life.
Porque él dice que no importaba cómo él andaba.
Because he said it didn't matter like how he was, like what he was like at that time, what he was going through.
Nosotros le tuvimos la confianza de dejarle nuestra casa, ¿no?
We had the trust to leave him with our house.
Y para ser honestos,
and to be honest,
yo no sabía cómo andaba, ¿no?
I didn't really know how he was.
No sabía qué tan mal él andaba, ¿no? O en qué cosas andaba metiendo, ¿no?
At that time, we didn't really know what he was into and what his lifestyle was like.
Entonces, básicamente, pues, fue Dios el que hizo eso y no nosotros.
But basically, it was God who kind of arranged that, and it wasn't anything we did.
Y a partir de ese tiempo,
and from that time,
él empezó a buscar a tocar en la iglesia, en la alabanza.
He began to seek God and use his gifts in music in worshiping God.
Nos empezó a ayudar en el taller de carpintería.
He began to help in the carpentry workshop.
Nos empezó a ayudar con los demás muchachos.
He began helping us with the other youth.
Y su vida cambió por esa invitación.
And his life was changed by this simple invitation.
Y ahora él está de tiempo completo en la base de Monterrey.
And he has decided to stay on as a full-time YWAM staff in the base where he did his DTS in Monterrey.
Entonces, otra vez, ¿no? Es lo que Dios hace a través de nuestras pequeñas decisiones.
And so it's just amazing to see what God can do through our small decisions or our small...
Yeah. Y sin saber nosotros, ¿no? Que iba a cambiar su vida.
And without even really knowing, we don't know that a decision is going to change a life.
No teníamos ni idea de que a través de esa invitación él iba a cambiar su vida, ¿no?
We didn't know. We had no idea that through this small invitation that God would use that to change Alfredo's life.
Y el otro muchacho.
And the other guy in the middle there on the right.
Se llama Daniel.
His name is Daniel.
Y él es el hijo del mecánico de la base, ¿no?
And he is the son of the mechanic who works at our YWAM base.
Y él miraba siempre cómo pasamos el ministerio y él siempre estaba en el taller con su papá.
And so he kind of always was watching ministry. He could see it all happening as he was with his dad in the workshop and things.
Y un día César lo invitó a una de nuestras reuniones.
And one day César invited him to one of our youth meetings.
Y él dijo, bueno, pues voy.
And he was like, okay, I'll come.
Y él también cuenta, ¿no? Esa es su historia.
And this is the way he tells his story as well.
Él dice que César estaba viviendo con él.
And he said that at that time César was also living with him.
Y él nomás vino para ver qué, para no estar en su casa.
And he really just took César's invitation to come to not be at home that day.
Porque le iba a dar ride a César a la base.
He was going to give César a ride and was like, okay, I'll come check this out.
Y empezó a asistir a las reuniones cada domingo.
And so
cada mes que las teníamos.
He began coming then regularly to these times that we were having with the youth.
Y él también, su vida cambió a través de esa reunión, ¿no?
And then again, his life, God changed his life through these times of meeting together.
Y él estaba, yo soy muy amigo del mecánico.
And I'm really good friends with his dad, the mechanic.
Y cuando miramos al Daniel, él estaba en una, bueno, yo lo miraba, no me lo ha dicho, ¿no? Como él no estaba siguiendo a Dios.
And so what I could see from what I was seeing through my relationship with his dad and seeing him and being around was that he was not walking with God.
Y que estaba tomando decisiones que iban a afectar su vida a largo plazo.
And that he was going to be making decisions that were going to affect his life in the long term.
Pero gracias a Dios, ¿no? Él decidió cambiar su vida también.
But thanks to God, he made the decision to change that and give his life to the Lord and walk a different way.
Sí. Entonces, a lo que viene.
And the next thing.
La siguiente presentación. Oh. Slide.
Yep.
Es lo que sigue. Yep. Yeah. No, you're good. Yo lo escribí mal. Bueno, en ese año, en el 2021.
So last year, in 2021.
Antes de que se fueran a hacer la de estos muchachos.
Before these guys went off and were doing their discipleship school.
Tuvimos bautismos.
We had baptisms.
Y el agua estaba limpia antes de que llegáramos, ¿no?
And the water was just crystal clear before we got there.
Entonces, no sé qué pasó ahí, ¿no?
I don't know what happened there.
Entonces, muchos o todos esos jóvenes han estado desde el primer día en el ministerio.
So most of these young people, mm-hmm. la mayoría, no? Most of them have been part of the ministry since the beginning.
Los otros han ido añadiéndose.
Some have come and joined along the way.
Pero fue un privilegio el poder ver que ellos estaban dando ese paso de obediencia.
But it was a privilege for us to be able to see them take this step of obedience in their faith.
Y nosotros nunca los forzamos u obligamos a que se tienen que bautizar, se tienen que bautizar.
And so we've never kind of forced or obligated them to be like, no, you need to be baptized, you need to be baptized.
Dejamos que fuera Dios el que poco a poco fuera obrando en sus vidas.
We've allowed it to be God who's little by little working in their lives.
Y no recuerdo bien cómo fue que decidimos planear ese bautismo.
And I don't remember well how this day of baptisms kind of ended up happening.
Pero gracias a Dios que pasó y ellos han decidido públicamente seguir a Jesús, ¿no?
But thanks to God it did, and these young people chose to publicly declare their faith and their decision to follow Jesus.
Y antes de la pandemia, antes del bendito COVID.
And so back before the pandemic, before COVID. Good
Estamos planeando con esos jóvenes un viaje a la República Dominicana.
With these young people we were planning a mission trip to the Dominican Republic.
Pero no pudimos levantar fondos, no pudimos trabajar, no pudimos hacer nada.
But there were a lot of obstacles. We couldn't work to be raising the funds, we couldn't get passport appointments, we couldn't get tickets. So
pero Dios tenía un plan B, ¿no?
But God had another plan.
Sí. Y realizamos un viaje a otra vez Monterrey a construir una casa.
And so last year we were able to take them on a mission trip to Monterrey, which is still within Mexico, and we built a house for a family there.
Sí, y por ahí va a salir la casa ahorita.
And the house will be up in a minute.
Eso. En la izquierda, en la foto de la izquierda, estamos ahí con la casa ya terminada.
So the photo on the left is the whole group with the house that we built in Monterrey.
Y fue algo bien, bien bonito, ¿no? Porque estos muchachos han construido conmigo casi siempre que salgo a construir, ¿no?
So it was a really cool thing to see, because a lot of these young people, when we're in Ensenada, go out and build with Oscar a lot.
Pero aquí ellos fueron parte del equipo que fue a bendecir a la familia.
But this time they were like not just like extra hands or help, they were the team that were there to bless the family and build the home.
Y a muchos de ellos también se les ha construido una casa.
And quite a few of them have also received a home. Their family has received a home.
Entonces fue algo bueno que ellos pudieran ir a dar lo que ellos también habían recibido.
And so it was an opportunity for them to go and give as like in a way that they've received, and then they're able to go and bless another family too.
Y en la casa de la derecha, esa es en Ensenada.
And the house on the right, that was in Ensenada.
Y esa fue donada por un grupo que no pudo conseguir gente para construir cuatro casas al mismo tiempo.
And so this house was a donated one by a team that didn't have enough people to build as many houses as they wanted.
Entonces nos invitaron a nosotros a que lo hiciéramos.
So they invited us, our group, to come and build that.
Y entonces, pues, tomamos un buen grupo y ellos vinieron a construir.
And so this big group of young people came out to build.
Pero la niña de la familia que estaba recibiendo la casa.
But the girl of the family that was receiving the home.
Estaba bien emocionada.
Was very excited.
Al momento casi como de llegar al punto de enfadosita.
Kind of like very excited, kind of to the point of almost being obnoxiously excited.
Entonces, dos adolescentes.
So two of our young people.
Dijeron, ay, Oscar, qué enfadosa es esa niña.
Two of our young people were finding her a little tricky, and were like, ay, Oscar, this little girl is annoying me.
Y esta niña se le había hecho una casa a la que me dijo.
And the girl who told me this, she had received a home.
Y yo dije, ¿te acuerdas cómo estabas cuando te dieron tu casa?
And I said to her, do you remember what you were like when you were the one receiving the home?
Y le dije, ay, sí, cierto.
And she was like, oh, yeah.
Entonces fue algo bonito, ¿no? Ver que ella pudo experimentar la emoción en otros.
So it was nice that she could understand that that excitement that the little girl had for her home.
Sí. Y esa muchachita es parte de la nueva generación de jóvenes con los que estamos trabajando ahora.
And this, the young girl who said this to me is part of kind of the next generation of young people that are coming up through the ministry.
Y con ellos nos reunimos una vez a la semana.
And we meet with them each week.
Siguiente, por favor, Pira. Ahí están, son algunos de los jóvenes con los que nos juntamos los martes.
So these are some of the teens that meet on a Tuesday.
Pero este grupo es un poco diferente, ¿no?
This group is a little different.
Porque ya no somos Kirsty y yo haciendo todo el trabajo.
Because it's not Kirsty and I doing all of the work.
Tenemos a los adolescentes y jóvenes de la generación anterior ayudándonos, ¿no?
We have a group of these young people from that previous generation that are now helping us as well disciple this next group.
Y que están invirtiendo en los jóvenes de su mismo vecindario.
And they are investing in the next generation in their own community.
Y nosotros siempre les decimos a ellos.
And we always say to them.
Que ellos tienen mayor impacto que nosotros.
That they have a greater impact than we can.
Porque nosotros somos viejitos en una.
Because we are old.
Y en segunda somos gente extraña o fuera de la comunidad, ¿no?
And we're outsiders from that community.
Pero ellos nacieron, crecieron en esa comunidad.
But they were born there, they've grown up there.
Y ellos viven ahí.
They live there.
Entonces esos adolescentes necesitan algo, pueden ir con estos jóvenes.
So these teens, if they need something, they know they can go to these other older young adults. I guess they're on now. Yeah.
Sí. Y con ellos, pues, tratamos de algún punto volver a llevarlos a nuestras casas, sacarlos a construir y volver a empezar el mismo proceso con ellos.
And we are kind of in the beginning stages of doing a lot of what we did with that older group, of spending more time with them, having them in our home, doing more builds, doing more things outside, slowly getting that going again after COVID. So.
Sí. Y pues, para ya casi vamos, ¿eh?
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Para como ustedes saben, el 2020 pues fue un año difícil, ¿no?
And so as we all know, 2020 was a pretty rough year.
Y para las familias de Ensenada pues fue un poco más difícil.
And so and for the families in Ensenada it was very difficult.
Como Ensenada es un pueblo turístico.
Ensenada is a touristic town.
Pues no venían turistas.
So tourists weren't coming.
Y muchas familias que viven ahí en la comunidad se dedican a trabajar o indirectamente son afectadas por el turismo.
And many of these families that are in this community that we're working with are directly or indirectly affected by tourism and the lack of tourism.
O algunas compañías decidieron el campo o otras pues no tuvieron trabajo estas familias.
Or other companies that had to close down or didn't have work during those times, the families were greatly affected by that.
Entonces, estas familias pues perdieron su fuente de ingreso.
So these families, many of them lost their income.
Y gracias a Dios tuvimos la oportunidad de llevar despensas a estas familias.
So, thanks to God, we were able to take out like food hampers and things to many of these families during this time.
Y ahí estamos preparando las despensas en la base.
So we would get together at our YWAM campus, all outside, all separated, but very excited that we could see each other. That's my add-on, but yep. Sorry, he didn't say all that. But we would get together to make these food hampers. What else did you say? No. Huh? No.
Okay, good. Entonces, debido a que pues las familias estaban en su casa.
So because families were in their homes.
Tuvimos la oportunidad de pasar tiempo con ellos.
We were able to, when we took these out, spend time visiting with them.
Hablar con ellos.
Talk with them.
Y orar por ellos.
And pray with them.
Y otro de los problemas que trajo también la pandemia, aparte de la de las despensas, de los ingresos.
And another problem that came up through the time of the through the pandemic.
Fue el cierre de las escuelas públicas. ¿No?
Was the closing in Mexico of public schools?
Y entonces las primarias, secundarias no tenían clases virtuales.
So primary and high school didn't have classes.
No, las otras sí las tenían, ¿no?
No, the old like the upper high school did, but these younger grades didn't kind of kinder.
Entonces, lo que hicieron los maestros era mandarles copias a los niños.
So what the teachers did was send work sheets home to the kids.
Le mandaban su cuadernillo de trabajos.
They got a little package of worksheets to do.
Y ellos tenían que hacer estas actividades en la semana.
And they had to do these activities during the week.
Y luego regresarlas para que el maestro las revisara y recibir su nuevo paquete.
And then there'd be the day they had to go hand them all in and then get a new packet of work to do.
Pero con ese había un pequeño problemita.
But with this there was a small problem.
Que pues las familias no, los niños no sabían qué estaban haciendo.
That a lot of the time the kids didn't know what they were doing.
O los papás no sabían cómo ayudar a los niños.
And in some cases the parents didn't know how to be able to be helping their kids.
Porque pues no sabían leer y escribir.
Because some parents in this community don't read and write.
Y otros nos decían que ellos habían llegado a cierto nivel de de la escuela.
Others told us that they had gotten to a certain point in their schooling.
Pero que su hijo estaba más en un grado más alto y que no podían ayudarle.
But their child was now reaching the kind of around that point or passing them, and they were like, I don't know how to help them.
Y aunque el maestro estaba dispuesto a ayudar por WhatsApp o por no sé qué otro medio, por teléfono.
And although teachers were available through you know, WhatsApp or other, I guess, seeing them when they were picking up the sheets and things.
Pues los niños no, en realidad no estaban aprendiendo.
But the kids weren't really learning.
Y antes de la pandemia, México era un país de con promedio de segundo y secundaria.
And before the pandemic, Mexico was a country with an average schooling level of what?
Segunda, secundaria.
Of eighth grade.
Y se estima, según los profesionales, que para al final de la pandemia vamos a bajar a sexto año.
And so what the analysts and things are saying now is that because of the pandemic, Mexico's kind of average schooling level will drop to about sixth grade.
Esperemos que no.
We hope that that's not.
Pero nosotros pudimos ver mucho muchos niños o adolescentes que dejaban la escuela.
But we saw many like young people, teens that left school during this time.
Y era porque pues no entendían una y otra porque tenían que ir a sus papás a trabajar y a traer el sustento a su casa.
And this is because of two kind of causes for this. Is one, they weren't understanding what they were doing, so they were like, why bother? And also then when families were struggling so much, they could go and work and help their family out instead of doing school.
Entonces, Kirsty platicando con el director de la base.
So Kirsty was talking with our director of our YWAM base.
Y tuvieron la brillante idea, ¿no?, de transformar el viejo autobús que nadie usaba.
And they had this lovely idea to transform an old school bus that wasn't being used
en un aula andante
into a mobile classroom.
Y ahí está la pequeña aula andante, ¿no? Entonces,
so that's the pictures of this of that mobile classroom.
Le pusimos 5 escritorios, 5 mesas, quitamos algunos asientos.
We put 5 desks in, took out a couple of rows of seats.
Y pusimos un mueble atrás de para almacenar.
And then also got a unit in the back to put stuff in.
Entonces llevábamos el camión de familia en familia.
So we were taking the bus family to family.
Y atendíamos a los niños en grupos familiares.
And we were just helping kids in kind of their family group.
Y les ayudábamos con sus tareas escolares.
Helped them with their schoolwork that was sent home.
Y con las dudas que podían tener.
And any kind of troubles or doubts they were having with that.
Y la muchacha que está ahí enfrente y la que está saludando es la misma, ¿no? Si la miran. Allá.
The girl at the
Daniela,
front.
¿No?
Oh, uh-huh, cool. The one, there's a girl in the back of the top right one and the bottom right one. She's the same girl.
Ella es Daniela.
And she is Daniela.
Ella se acaba de graduar como licenciada en educación.
She just graduated as a teacher with her degree in education.
Y ahora nos está ayudando a llevar un currículum para ayudar a estos niños de la mejor manera.
And she's helping us plan our curriculum and things to be able to be more effective in what we're doing.
Y ella le trajo un poco más de profesionalismo al ministerio.
She brought a little bit she brings a bit more professionalism to what we're doing in our ministry.
Porque lo hace de la manera como se debe de hacer.
Because she knows what she's doing and is doing and brings that knowledge and that to our team.
Entonces compramos 5 computadoras, le pusimos internet al camión.
So we were able to buy 5 computers and hook up the bus so that we got an internet connection.
Electricidad a través de un generador.
And electricity that's run by a generator.
Y los niños se miraban emocionados de poder hacer sus tareas.
And the kids seemed excited to be coming on and being to do their homework.
Y ahora que ya podemos reunirnos físicamente.
What we can do.
Ahora que ya podemos reunirnos.
And now that we can get together in bigger groups.
Queremos que el camión siga ahora, pero que sea 100% asesorías para las tareas.
We were able to meet again on our property and in bigger groups, but we hope that we will still be using the bus. We're planning to still use the bus as kind of like a homework center.
Y queremos seguir trabajando con los niños.
And keep working with the kids in this way.
Sí. Entonces, como el bus ya es asignado para nosotros.
And so now the bus is kind of assigned to this ministry.
En febrero o marzo.
In February or March.
Empezamos un taller de costura con con las señoras de la casa.
We began a sewing
de la comunidad, perdón.
A sewing ministry in the bus as well and in the community with some of the mums of the kids.
Tenemos dos señoras que están aprendiendo.
So right now we have two women who are learning.
Porque tenemos una maestra externa que nos vino a ayudar.
Because we have a teacher who's just a local woman who is giving her time to come and help.
Y la idea es que estas dos señoras aprendan.
The idea is that these first two women, they will learn the skills.
Y que ellas sean las que enseñen a las mamás de la comunidad.
And then they become the teachers and they invite other women in their community to come and they will teach them.
Y Lupita, que está en la foto de la derecha.
And in the photo on the right is one of our young girls, Lupita.
Ella también ha estado con nosotros desde el primer día.
She's also been part of the ministry since the first day.
Y la idea es que ella sea la que dirija ese ministerio.
And our goal is that she is the one who is going to be leading this part of our ministry.
Entonces, si le damos a la siguiente diapositiva.
If you go to the next slide, sorry.
Aquí se le va a compartir el testimonio de Lupe.
Kirsty's going to share the testimony of Lupita. So Lupita, yeah, like Oscar said, is one of the girls who we met on the very first day we went there. Can you go deal with that? And so the photo on the right is her being invested in when she was a young girl. She came faithfully and regularly to the program, and it's been a privilege to see God work in her life. She says that she has seen through coming, she got to know who God is, got to know more of her identity. And I think, she didn't say this, but I think we see it, is that like her confidence and her security in who she is and that she has like a purpose in her life has grown tremendously. So she has become now one of those leaders now who began and was invested in and is returning now to invest in others. The picture on the left is her helping one of the young girls with homework on the bus. She's incredibly kind and has just this soft, gentle spirit that we just believe the Lord is going to use to reach many, many people. And it's just a privilege to kind of see her growth and her walk with the Lord and how she now knows Him and knows who she is in Him, I think is like one of the biggest things. And then she's willing to invest that in those who come behind her. So.
Sí, y pues tenemos bastantes años en esa comunidad.
So we have many years working in this community now.
Trabajando con niños, jóvenes.
With kids, with young people.
Pero yo creo que ahora creemos que es el tiempo de trabajar con los padres.
But we're believing that now is like a time to be working with parents.
Y empezamos con las mamás.
And so we're starting here with the moms.
Pero queremos trabajar. Estamos orando para que Dios nos dé la estrategia de cómo trabajar con los papás.
But we're praying for God's strategy of how to be reaching out more to the dads.
Sí. Entonces, como algunos de ustedes saben, o tal vez no sepan.
And so, as some of you may know,
estamos en el proceso de comprar el terreno donde actualmente llevamos el ministerio de Círculo Andante.
We're in the process of purchasing the property where we've been meeting for the last kind of 10 years.
Sí. Y ahora Círculo Andante va a seguir siendo un ministerio.
And so now Círculo Andante will continue being kind of a program of the ministry.
Pero ahora el ministerio en sí se va a llamar Zona de Esperanza.
But now the broader name of the ministry is going to be Hope Zone.
Y Círculo viene abajo de él.
And Círculo is kind of comes underneath it.
El aula, la carpintería.
And is the kids program part of it, and then there's the
aula, carpintería,
the classroom, the carpentry,
la costura,
the sewing,
y los jóvenes.
And then the youth ministry.
Y la visión del ministerio.
So the vision of the big vision of Hope Zone
es desarrollar familias centradas en Dios y que estén activamente involucradas en amar a su prójimo.
Is developing God-centered families that are actively engaged in loving their neighbor.
Y nosotros creemos que cada programa o cada ministerio que hacemos.
And so we want every ministry or program that we're doing.
Me perdí. Así que nos ayuda y está enfocada a cumplir esta visión.
So everything we're doing is kind of focused in that way of fulfilling that vision.
Queremos jóvenes que estén involucrados en amar a Dios, que estén centrados en Dios.
We want young people who are focused on God, centered in Him.
Queremos que los niños estén igual.
The same for the children.
Las mamás y todo lo que hacemos que sea enfocado en esta visión, ¿no? Que el centro de cada familia sea Dios.
And that's the heart for everything, for the women, for what we hope for in the future with others, that they would be centered in God.
Que no sea, que no importa la edad, ellos estén centrados en Dios.
No matter the age, that they would be centered on God.
Y creemos y sabemos que el discipulado es algo fundamental de cada ministerio.
And we believe that the discipleship is a fundamental part of all the areas of the ministry.
Y nosotros vamos a seguir siempre animando y luchando porque el discipulado continúe.
And we're gonna every step of the way be continuing and fighting for that the discipleship to be that key and the foundation of what we're doing.
Y todo lo que hemos hablado esta mañana.
And everything that we've shared this morning.
No lo hubiéramos logrado si no fuera por la fidelidad de Dios.
We wouldn't have been able to do any of it if it wasn't for God's faithfulness.
Él es la razón de lo que hacemos.
He is the reason that we're doing what we do.
Él es el centro de lo que hacemos.
He is the center of what we do.
Y queremos que las familias de esa comunidad ellos puedan conocer a Dios.
And we hope that the families that are being impacted by what we're doing would know that God.
Como su Señor y Salvador.
Would know God as their Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Y que él ocupe el centro en sus familias.
And that he would be the center of their families.
Y también pues Dios ha proveído con un equipo de personas que nos ayudan ahora.
And God has provided a team of people now that we're working with.
Ya no solamente somos nosotros dos.
So it's not just us.
Sino es un equipo que ama esa comunidad.
But he's brought along a team of people that love this community as well.
Y ya para terminar.
And to finish.
Les quiero compartir un pasaje en Lucas 15 del 1 al 10 y todos no la sabemos, ¿no?
I want to share this passage in Luke 15, 1 to 10.
Todos no sabemos esta parábola, sí.
We probably all know this parable. It's of the lost sheep. Yes. Tax collectors and other notorious sinners often came to listen to Jesus teach. This made the Pharisees and teachers of religious law complain that he was associating with such sinful people, even eating with them. So Jesus told them this story. If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders. When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me because I have found my lost sheep." In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away.
Gracias. Y ya, con todos los testimonios que acabamos de mirar o de compartir.
With all these testimonies that we've shared this morning.
Cuando estaba preparando, Dios me animó y yo los quiero animar, ¿no?
When I was preparing this, God really encouraged me, and I want to encourage you.
A que no pierdan de vista el valor de una persona.
That we don't lose sight of the value of one person.
Y lo leímos aquí en el pasaje, ¿no? De las 100 ovejas.
And we read that here in this passage of in the story of the sheep.
Imaginemos que el hombre que pierde su oveja dice.
Imagine that the man who's lost his sheep says.
Ah, se me perdió una oveja.
Oh, I've lost a sheep.
Pero tengo otras 99 aquí.
But I've got another 99.
Ah, no pasa nada, está bien.
It doesn't matter, it'll be okay.
Imagínese qué hubiera pasado o qué pasaría con esa oveja si esa fuera la actitud de esta persona.
Imagine what would have happened to this sheep if that had been the attitude of the shepherd.
Y en mi opinión personal.
And in my personal opinion.
Este pasaje no le quiere quitar la importancia a las 99, ¿no?
This passage isn't to take away from the 99, the value of the 99.
Sino que hace énfasis en la importancia de que la oveja perdida tiene que regresar a casa.
But it puts importance on the one that needs to come home.
Para nosotros significa que cuando vemos una persona lejos de Dios.
For us it means that when we see a person far from God.
Nosotros sabemos que necesita de Dios.
We know that they need the Lord.
Pero a veces esa persona no sabe que necesita de Dios o no quiere darse cuenta.
But maybe this person doesn't know that yet or doesn't want to know that yet.
Y nuestro papel más que responsabilidad.
And our role
es, yo pienso que es orar por esa persona.
Is to pray for this person.
Hablarle.
speak with them.
Y hablarle puede ser a través de palabras o de nuestro testimonio.
And it can be through our words, through our testimony.
No siempre tenemos que predicar con nuestras palabras.
We don't always have to preach with our words.
Pero nuestra manera en que nos relacionamos con ellos.
But our way in which we relate and connect with them.
Puede hacer la diferencia.
Can make a difference.
Por ejemplo, nosotros pasamos mucho tiempo jugando con estos adolescentes.
Because, for example, we spend a lot of time playing with these young people.
Mucho tiempo jugando.
A lot of time just playing.
Y no había una clase bíblica o algún estudio bíblico.
And we hadn't begun a Bible study or anything yet.
Pero esa fue la estrategia que Dios nos dio.
But that was the strategy that God gave us.
Ganarnos su confianza y la relación para hablarles después.
To win their trust and their confidence and build a relationship and then be able, then have like the authority to speak.
Y ustedes tienen contacto con muchas personas.
And you all have contact with many people.
Yo les animo a que le pidan a Dios cuál es su estrategia para ustedes para que alcancen a los que están a su alrededor.
I want to encourage you to ask God for his strategy of how he wants to reach those around you.
Lo que no debemos de perder.
What we shouldn't lose.
Es ese amor por los que no conocen de Dios.
Is a love for people who don't yet know God.
O que no conocen, o que están lejos de Dios.
Or who know him but are far from him.
Y dice la parábola que el hombre cuando encuentra la oveja.
And the word says when the man finds the sheep.
La carga hasta su casa.
He carries it to his home.
Y esto de cargar puede significar muchas cosas, ¿no?
And this idea of carrying could mean many things.
Puede que escuchemos a la persona en sus problemas.
Could be listening to somebody's problems.
A sus preguntas.
Their questions.
Ayudarlas financieramente, a darles un techo.
Helping them financially, helping them get a roof, a safe place to be.
Pero la idea es que ellos regresen a casa.
But the idea is that they are being returned.
Y cuando lleguen a casa.
And when they get home,
no termina el trabajo ahí, ¿no?
The it doesn't end when they get home.
Hay que alimentarlos, guiarlos.
They need to be fed. They need to be guided.
Entre muchas otras cosas, ¿no?
And many, along with many other things, no?
Y esa es parte del discipulado que tenemos que hacer después.
And this is part of the discipleship that we have to do after as well.
Y tal vez no sea tu papel el discipulado.
And maybe your role isn't discipleship.
Pero tal vez es el traer a la oveja a casa.
But maybe it's to help bring the sheep to bring the sheep home.
Como miramos en Efesios, no cada persona tiene su propio don.
Like we saw in Ephesians, right? Each person has their own gift.
Hay maestros, profetas.
Different gifts. There's teachers. There's prophets.
Entonces encuentra cuál es tu rol dentro del cuerpo de Dios.
So find what your role is in the body of Christ.
Y en el proceso de ir a buscar la oveja perdida.
And in the process of going to find the lost sheep.
Podemos encontrarnos situaciones difíciles, ¿no?
We can find difficulties.
El desánimo.
Discouragement.
La duda.
Doubt.
La incertidumbre.
Uncertainness.
Luchas.
Uncertainty.
Luchas, tentaciones.
Temptations.
Muchas cosas que nos podemos encontrar, ¿no?
Many things we can find.
Pero tenemos que seguir. Tenemos que buscar lograr el objetivo, ¿no?
But we have to keep our eyes on the objective.
Alcanzar al perdido.
It's bringing the lost sheep home, reaching the lost.
Y concluyo con esto, ¿no?
And I want to finish with this.
No siempre las personas van a querer escucharnos hablar de Dios.
People aren't always going to want to hear us talk about God.
No, ninguna persona dice, háblame de Dios.
Not many people go, oh yes, please talk to me about God.
¿Qué piensas? ¿Qué dice Dios? Enséñame lo que dice la Biblia.
What do you think? What does God say? Tell me about, you know, him.
Pero como les dije antes, no busquen y pídanle a Dios cuál es su estrategia para alcanzar esas personas.
But as I said before, I want to encourage you to seek God and seek his strategy for how to reach out.
Y encontrar el momento adecuado para hablarles de Dios.
And be praying for that right moment to be speaking about the Lord to them.
Porque si esperamos a que ellos vengan a nosotros, no va a pasar.
Because if we're waiting for people to come and ask us, tell me about God, we're going to be waiting a long time.
Sí. Entonces, con eso les quiero, y con eso termino.
And so with this I want to just finish.
Quiero decirles que ustedes son misioneros.
And I want to say that you guys are missionaries.
Y eso se lo digo mucho a los muchachos.
And we say this a lot to the young people.
No tienes que dejar todo y seguir a Dios en un ministerio 100% para ser misionero.
You don't have to leave everything and be in a full-time ministry to be a missionary.
Pero en tu trabajo, en tu casa, en tu vecindario, donde estés.
In your work, in your family, in your neighborhood, wherever God has you.
Hay personas alrededor tuyo.
There are people around you.
A veces solamente tenemos que prestar atención.
Sometimes we just need to pay attention.
Y escuchar a Dios cuando Él nos quiere acercar a alguien.
And listen to God when He wants to draw us close to somebody.
Entonces, presta atención a esas ovejas extraviadas.
So I want to encourage you, pay attention to these lost sheep.
Y tráiganla a casa.
And bring them home.
I was going to say, let's give them a round of applause, but you beat me to it. So thank you so much to the both of you. It was fantastic. So I'll just pray as we close and then come and join us for a cuppa. Lord, I'm hopeless at that, aren't I? Okay. If you've got something for Circulo, see Graham. Otherwise, the offering bag's here. So if people just want to drop something in there, please, if you've feel led to, that would be great. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you're doing both here in Australia, in South Africa and in Mexico. Lord, thank you for the update that Carrasco's just gave us, that we can see the influence and the blessings that you're bringing in their lives and in the lives of the community of Ensenada. Lord, we ask you to continue to work in them, hold them by your hand, Lord, and just lead them and guide them as they step forth in this new, even bigger aspect of their ministry over the coming years. And Lord, as we go out and be missionaries in our community this week, Lord, may we hear your word and may we see opportunities to introduce people to you, Lord, in whatever form that takes. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Come and join us.